Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the show. Craig and Davis here with you on the program. As we got you for the next hour, we have Waiver Wire Monday coming up in fantasy baseball. Also, long shot odds to win the National League MVP. Going to go through that. Some fantasy football to discuss as well. But Davis, weather-wise, it's getting hot here in South Florida. And we were back on the Little League field, my son and I, this weekend, playing Little League ball for the first time in over a year. I don't know if you were able to get in any golf this weekend or any activity, but I feel like summer is, I mean, I don't know what the official date of summer is, but I feel like it's coming very soon, less than a month.
June 21st is the official day that summer starts in the United States. I think every country like legally defines it differently, but June 21st is the first day of summer here in the United States. It feels like spring hardcore near me. We get up to 80, we get down to 30, we got rain, we got, you know, sleet. I mean, the weather in the Midwest, it is certainly been eventful to keep up with all the weather here. It was raining when I woke up this morning. Right now the sun is out. It is moist. It is that you can feel it in the air here in the Midwestern United States.
Well, here in Florida, yes, it is pretty much starting in May, always that way. But great to be back on the field this week for sure. It's going to be a fun summer, no doubt. Let's look at what we got here on the headlines as we start the show. Jason Tatum and Brown both leave after a collision yesterday. Tatum, I believe, with a monster game, I think, was it on Saturday or Friday? Well, a huge, huge weekend for him. Shohei Ohtani. Tyler Glasnow, that is the big matchup in baseball tonight. That's must-see TV if Ohtani is pitching. Why if? Because he got hit yesterday, and so he's questionable for the start. We won't know if he's going to start for hours, I don't think. Denver at LA, headlines tonight's 8-game NBA slate. Knicks are also on the court as well. The injured list added some players over the weekend. Luis Robert running to first base, Dustin May pitching, and that one could be a long one, by the way. And then Jesus Luzardo, who I'm going to talk to Davis about here in just a second. Also, Aaron Rodgers, quote, intrigued. I don't even know if that was the right quote, so I apologize. But the Raiders may be a possibility for him. I feel like we're going to be talking about this a lot. So two subject matters, Davis, to touch on here. Number one, Jesus Luzardo, according to the Oakland A's, somehow involved in a video game injury. This is not the first. It will not be the last. I still can't understand how this can happen unless Luzardo was angry and then punched something after losing a game. Now, they did not say that that happened, but I am looking into this, guessing with no information, that that's really what happened to Jesus Luzardo. What do you think?
I mean, how else could it have happened? He's online. He's playing MLB The Show, probably playing Diamond Dynasty, working on getting his squad up. You know for sure that's what happened. He lost a game. You know, someone smoked a bottom of the ninth inning home run off of him. He lost the game. throws the controller, punches something, you know, punches the wall, punches the desk, whatever, and then all of a sudden he's left with a hand injury. You know that's what happened. There's no other way. You're not breaking your hand in the course of normal video game playing. He for sure got mad, and he for sure did something to his hand that as a professional Major League Baseball pitcher, he knows he shouldn't have done. I mean, that just has to be what happened.
Have you ever had a freak injury over a game?
I've never had a freak injury over a game, but have I thrown a controller? Have I ever gotten super mad playing a video game? For sure. I mean, look, that's just the facts of life. I'm not gonna hold it against Jesus Luzardo. I'm not gonna critique his maturity or say that there's anything wrong with him because he did that. Because we've all been there. I've broken a controller. Never playing MLB The Show, but playing FIFA Ultimate Team. I mean, it is. The most frustrating experience of my life, I definitely have, but never a freak injury. Never injured myself playing video games, thank goodness.
All right, good to hear that. As far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, I guess we're going to have to do this for another month or so. I think time is sort of up in June on this. I don't think that he's getting traded in July, just my opinion. Anything to make of this, or do we just talk about it and kill time? Is there anything more to it?
No, this is going to happen. I don't see a way back for them at this point, because they, again, what did they do with their first round pick? They drafted a defensive player. Just like Brett Levy said, they said, look, they're taking a defensive player. We all know it's happening. And if they were going to set up this trade, they had it lined up perfectly. They had this trade lined up with Denver where they trade Aaron Rodgers and the number 29th pick to get the number 9 pick. They select Justin Fields. They move on with their life, and everyone is able to continue amicably. They chose not to do that. I don't know why. I mean, this guy who is the general manager of the Packers, it's hard to imagine someone doing a worse job with what he was given than what he has done. I mean, just I have really nothing kind to say about his job as GM of the Green Bay Packers up until this point.
So you have him going to where, Aaron Rodgers?
I think Denver. I think the Raiders are a possibility. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities. I think the Broncos seems most likely.
Okay. Well, it's got to happen soon, Davis. I don't think that you go into training camp without him, and that's coming up here. I think you could, I don't think it has to happen this month, but I do think it has to happen in June. I don't think that you can make a trade like that at the end of July. All right, coming up next, I did hit the waiver wire a bit in fantasy. Didn't really strike gold on the guys that I wanted, but we will talk about them coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. Don't go away.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with David Maddock with you here on the show until 2 o'clock Eastern. For those of you who follow us for fantasy baseball discussion, now is your time. We got Waiver Wire Monday. It is here. There were some decent names on the wire this week. Let's go through them, talk a little bit about them, see if Davis ended up doing anything. I tried. I failed. Needed to bid a little bit more. Here they are. Shane McClanahan of the Tampa Bay Rays is going to get at least one more start. He only went 4 innings last time out, but he looked so good. Hard to imagine Tampa Bay not having him up for at least an extended period of time. Josh Rojas keeps playing for Arizona, keeps hitting home runs, so why would he not be in the lineup? I don't know. Mike Tauchman, the Yankees, surprisingly sent him out and sent him to the San Francisco Giants. Giants just have so many injuries, so many players banged up. Yastrzemski, Solano. Tauchman looks like he's going to play probably almost every day for the Giants. Dalton Varsho finally got called up by Arizona, so he's getting a chance to play. Diamondbacks playing much better lately. And then Eason Diaz is starting as Jazz Chisholm is on the injured list, and Diaz homered off Max Scherzer in the ninth inning. Davis, I kind of struck out yesterday. In a mixed league, I put a $2 bid in on McClanahan. I tied, and I ended up losing because the owner who also bid $2 was behind me in the standing, so I did not get him. And other than that, I did not make any crazy moves. I took a stab at this kid on the Rockies who may play if Story has to be out for an extended period of time. But Brendan Rodgers is getting ready to come back soon. And so he would play if Story ends up. I think it's only a finger injury, but you never know how those could go. A banged up finger and you end up missing time. Gonsolin was owned in all the leagues I was playing in. If Dustin May is out, he is going to start. So I didn't do all that well this week, but I tried. How about you?
Yeah, I definitely tried. I thought this was actually a great week on the waiver wire. I saw, you know, I listen to all these fantasy baseball podcasts, and a lot of people were not that excited about this week. You know, there, I guess any week where there's not a premium closer situation setting up, like Right. Any week where people can't dump 30% of their fab on a closer, they tend to not get that excited. I thought McClanahan in 15-team mixed leagues, which is the way the NFBC main event is set up, I thought he was worth a huge chunk of your budget. We did a 17% of our budget bid on McClanahan, was not able to get him. We ended up picking up some cheaper starting pitchers. I think we got Fulton Nevich from the Rangers was one of the guys that we bid on, made some smaller ones. I also thought that Tauchman was very interesting because immediately upon entering into the Giants lineup, they batted him sixth against a left-handed starting pitcher. Tauchman has basically never played against left-handed starting pitching in his time in the major league, so I thought that was fascinating. I think Eason Diaz, by the way, for your Miami Marlins, I went back and looked at some of his minor league numbers. He had a 136 weighted runs created plus in 2019 in AAA. So even though AAA numbers look insane from that year with all the home runs and the rabbit ball and everything, even if you account for that, weighted runs created plus adjusts for what everyone else in the league is doing. He really crushed in 2019 in AAA. I think he is a super interesting player. I think Jonathan Daza, not an interesting player at all, but the Rockies are they play at home this week, then they go on the road, and then they have a 9-game homestand at home. So if you pick up any Rockies player right now, you're basically about to get 3 weeks of Coors Field's game. So I thought it was a fascinating week on the waiver wire, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was in on Tauchman and McClanahan and Diaz. Diaz will play at least this week with Jazz Chisholm being out. So I think at least for the way if you managed it and you look week at a time, you probably found some players. Now, in Talkman's case, this is not a week at a time. He's going to be on the strong side of a platoon and probably playing 5 days a week in San Francisco. Tauchman is from the Bay Area. Of course, he's played on a number of different teams before he finally clicked in New York and talked about the idea of being traded to the Giants.
You know, obviously with the Rockies, I have a lot of friends that I came up with through the years that are still on the other side. So I try to keep tab on my friends. As far as the division itself, you know, my impression of the Diamondbacks was they're always tough, you know, because they play the game the right way. They play the game extremely hard on the bases. And, you know, I know that the Dodgers and the Padres kind of dominated some of the offseason. In terms of some of their acquisitions and their free agent signings and, you know, just the fact that they're two really good teams that are playing good baseball. But the fact is that, you know, I thought the Giants were sneakily a very tough team last year, and they got better this offseason. And, you know, from what I've seen, they're we're pitching the crap out of it. And, you know, that's kind of been like the MO of the Giants as I knew them growing up, you know, really good starting pitching, really good bullpen, make the plays you need to make and get the timely hits when you need them. So to me, that's what Giants baseball has been, you know, when they had their, you know, really good run in the 2010s, I guess, or whatever. And it seems like, you know, that's just a trend that's continuing to play. Like there, it's not, you don't come into the ballpark here and, you know, just roll through this team. They're a real tough team.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, I think that that's a good way to describe the Giants. They're just really tough because of their pitching, and their bullpen has been good. Kapler's actually getting a lot of credit for the way that he's managing this year, too. So we'll see what happens with Talkman. Yankees kind of gave up on him, I think, a little quick, but he just wasn't getting any playing time there. Yankees are really good about that, though. If they're not going to play you, they do move you. So that's what happened with him. Now, let's move on to an interesting topic, which is the National League MVP. And I want everyone to take a look at these numbers, Davis, including you. Now, Nick Castellanos right now on FanDuel is 40-1 to win the NL MVP. And when you look at his stats, Davis, is there anyone in baseball that has these numbers that is 40-1 for anything in any league? 330, 9 home runs, 20 runs driven in, and 366 OBP. In 2021. I'm not sure where this is headed for Castellanos, Davis. And I don't think the Reds are probably going to be very good. At best, it'd be a 500 team. But how is he still 40-1 on FanDuel with those numbers?
Well, the reason he's 40-1 is no one cares about the Cincinnati Reds. I would wager of all the Major League Baseball teams, I bet they would be bottom five in like Q score. So like casuals knowing who's on the team. Times they're going to appear on Sunday Night Baseball, you know, their playoff odds. Like, this is not a team that's going to make the playoffs, most likely. This isn't a team that's going to contend for the World Series. In fact, Nick Castellanos is most famous for a meme. I mean, maybe you could argue the fact that Nick Castellanos is famous as a meme actually should make his NL MVP odds higher, because Castellanos is going to be more popular and more known than, you know, let's say Jonathan India or whatever, you know, one of his Cincinnati Reds teammates. The fact that he is involved in a meme is going to make him more popular. But I agree with you. His numbers are insane. The issue is his numbers would have, like, he'd have to hit like 55 home runs and have like a weighted on base average of like 420 or something to be ahead of Acuna and Tatis.
Yeah. Castellanos, after the big win yesterday, doesn't really usually have a ton to say in his post games, but does speak for a long time, talked about his lineup and what he sees.
I would say that everybody steps to the plate looking to do damage, you know, not just to take a walk or get a single. Everybody's up there to hit the ball hard, you know, and swing the bat with bad intentions.
There you go, Davis. Bad intentions, says Nick Castellanos. Anybody that uses the word bad intentions, I'm going to recommend a $10 bet over on FanDuel at 40-1. I'm in.
Okay. All right. I will throw a little taster on him. And also looking at this board, I think Corey Seager at 16-1. You get down to the end of the year, people are going to want to vote for Dodgers of some variety. And Seager plays a premium defensive position, and I think he's just going to continue to hit as well.
Yeah, interesting dynamic lining up for the National League. Acuna is like the easy go-to one. Soto's been out for weeks, so maybe it is a
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Sneaky play in 2021. We'll see. Some people feel this is the year a Cy Young and an MVP wins in Jacob deGrom. Definitely up for that conversation, too. More fantasy sports today coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com. It is time for us to take a look at the quarterbacks in the 2021 NFL Draft. And I think that when you look at it, you definitely have at least two or three quarterbacks that for dynasty leagues are going to play a huge factor in the next decade. The question becomes, did they land in the right spot for 2021? What potentially will the future hold? And all of that kind of puts it into how we have the quarterbacks ranked for fantasy football moving forward. Now, Davis, it's more of a conversation, I think, for leagues where you use Superflex, which for those people who don't know is the usage of two quarterbacks in fantasy. I know a lot of leagues are moving toward that or starting to at least do that. Last year in particular, we saw Joe Burrow, who was very fantasy viable until he was injured. The year before, Kyler Murray got off to a slow start and then finished very strong. Before that, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. So these players are going to be usable, but I suppose the first question that we could at least dive into is, will anyone be usable immediately beyond Trevor Lawrence? And would you even use Trevor Lawrence in a fantasy league that wasn't a super flex league to start the season?
So, you know, your standard 12-team PPR league, obviously 12 quarterbacks are going to be the only ones who started. Probably 16 quarterbacks get rostered in an average league to start the year. Lawrence, I don't know if I would start him week one, but he will be one of those 16 quarterbacks, 18 quarterbacks that get drafted and are held in your league right away. I think probably the rest of these guys are going to shape up as waiver wire pickups. But as you mentioned, Superflex, if people listening to the show do not play Superflex, I mean, it's so much better than a single quarterback league. You know, allowing two quarterbacks to play, I cannot even tell you how much more enjoyable it makes fantasy football. It makes every player more valuable. You know, you can trade tight ends for quarterbacks, and backup quarterbacks are valuable. Like, the teams with three starting quarterbacks have a leg up. It is a great way to play. Now, the thing I will say is, if I was guaranteed that Trey Lance is going to play 16 games, I actually might put Trey Lance first on this list. I just feel like he probably is not going to come in until week 7, 8, 9, something like that.
All right, so let's start off, Davis. Let's talk about Trevor Lawrence, kind of go through what he did last season at Clemson. Clearly was the number one pick in the draft. Everyone knows by now, unless you pay no attention to sports whatsoever. He goes to a Jacksonville offense where there's no shortage of weapons. I'm not really familiar, Davis, with their offensive line and how good that is, and that would be my concern there. That funny story that ESPN told about how Peyton Manning wants him starting all 16 games so he could break the interception record for a rookie. I thought that was funny. But in this day and age, Davis, they don't allow that to happen. Trevor Lawrence is not going to throw that many picks because it's unacceptable now in this league. Like, Brett Favre would never start. I mean, it's crazy to say he would not start in the NFL throwing the amount of picks that he did. So what do you think Lawrence's numbers look like? Am I right about that with the talent that he has around him? And is their offensive line, can they hold up?
Yeah, their offensive line is, I don't view it as a tremendous strength or a tremendous negative. I think their I gotta say, I'm not a bull on Urban Meyer or their offensive coordinator group. I think they're gonna want to run the ball a ton. Never great for a rookie quarterback. I think it'll be very similar to what we saw with Baker Mayfield as a rookie, where he was, you know, so much better than the quarterback that was there in the past. He had some great moments. You know, everyone remembers that game where Baker Mayfield came in, fired that touchdown to Jarvis Landry to win that game when Tyrod Taylor got injured. I think we'll see some moments like that for Lawrence. I guess the interesting part, though, is how much does Trevor Lawrence run as a rookie? Because that is you know, where quarterbacks gain so much of their fantasy value. No one would call Trevor Lawrence a quote-unquote running quarterback, but at Clemson, he recorded 231 rushing attempts, 18 rushing touchdowns, actually had 563 rushing yards in his 2019 sophomore season. So, you know, if he is adding 500 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns over the course of the season, I think he could pretty easily slot in to that back end, you know, quarterback 10, 11, or 12 overall at the position. I'm pretty interested to see how much they let him scramble around at the beginning of the year.
All right. Well, I think that he's probably a starter in a deeper league. Superflex, he's obviously going to be started. But the key conversation to have is beyond Trevor Lawrence. So in terms of the ranking, Davis, you have Trey Lance second. His numbers are off the page. Unbelievable. 42 touchdowns, no interceptions. As of right now, he's in a spot where the starting quarterback makes as much or more than just about any quarterback in the NFL and Jimmy Garoppolo. There were people who thought that he wouldn't be on the 49ers on Sunday. Now there are some people pivoting, saying maybe Garoppolo does stay and does start for a lot of the season, and Lance comes in at some point later on. I don't know how the 49ers are going to play this. How do you think they do?
So, to the best of my abilities to forecast, I do think week one, we see Jimmy Garoppolo still on the 49ers roster and starting. I think that they're obviously very excited to get Trey Lance on their roster, but outside of number one overall picks, you know, Tua sat behind Ryan Fitzpatrick, Lamar Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco, Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith, Justin Herbert was going to sit behind Tyrod Taylor. And who knows how long, by the way, he would have sat behind Tyrod Taylor if Tyrod Taylor's lung didn't get punctured by the Chargers medical team. They might have gone 10 games before they put Justin Herbert in there. Yeah. We'd have no idea how good he was. So I do think Jimmy comes in, starts week one. I'm not going to make a prognostication beyond that, other than to say, if Lance was starting week one, I think he is going to be such a phenomenal rusher. And I think Kyle Shanahan is such a smart play caller that he will make things easy and kind of slow the game down for Trey Lance to begin with, that I think he is going to be phenomenal for fantasy. So he's going to end up being a guy I think we really want to grab off the waiver wire pretty early on.
All right, now let's move on. The Chicago Bears got their quarterback of the future in Justin Fields, who threw 27 touchdown passes at Ohio State, over 2,000 passing yards. Doesn't really rush as much as some people think he does, but he can run every now and then. I'm sure he'll have some rushing touchdowns. They have Andy Dalton there. I mean, I guess I'm more inclined to believe that there's at least a chance that Fields could start week one. But my gut is telling me, Davis, that Dalton does not have 8 games in him this year, but he may have 2. Like, that's kind of the way I see this one. What do you think?
No, I think if you trade multiple first round picks for a quarterback, I think that changes the calculus a little bit. Well, maybe it doesn't, because the 49ers did the same thing. Maybe it just felt more dramatic because it happened while the draft was actually happening. You know, we had a month, you and I, to sit here and speculate, oh, who are the 49ers going to take? Is it Mac Jones? Yeah. Is it Trey Lance? Are they scaring everyone? Is it Justin Fields? Are they going to take Kyle Pitts? Whereas we knew what was happening while the draft was going on. We knew that it was going to be for Justin Fields. I guess the difference is, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is like a league average quarterback. I think Andy Dalton is just much, much worse, right? Like, I just think Andy Dalton is not. We saw last year, he was in a great offensive situation, you know, all those great wide receivers, and he was so bad. I mean, compare Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper to Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller, and Darnell Mooney, I guess, is probably the third wide receiver, Cole Kmet. I mean, it's a much worse system. And I also think part of it is Nagy wants to be thought of as the smartest guy in the room. So he wants to make this trade and then be like, oh, Matt Nagy, he was so smart. He traded his first round pick and got this great season out of Fields. I actually think Fields probably does start from day one for them.
Yeah, I think it's possible too. Zach Wilson also is going to start day one for the Jets, unless you tell me otherwise. 35 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, over 3,600 passing yards. You have him fourth, even though he was the second pick overall. Why do you have him fourth?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get old takes exposed here, but I just don't think Zach Wilson is going to be that good, and I don't think he's going to be that good to begin with. Maybe he ends up getting there over the course of his career. I worry about any rookie quarterback who goes into a situation where they have a defensive head coach, where, you know, it's all about gritting and grinding and running the ball and controlling time of possession. Like, those are just not things that help rookie quarterbacks in general, which are some of my same concerns about Mac Jones, who we're going to talk about here in a second. I think that there's a clear tier of those first three guys, then Zach Wilson and Mac Jones.
Yeah, and Jones threw for 4,500 yards at Alabama, 42 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's a statue. He can't move. Cam Newton is going to start the season as the starter. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Mac Jones is there, though. And by the way, Kyle Trask, I wanted to mention, we didn't talk about him last week, ended up going to Tampa Bay. I thought that was pretty interesting, too, going from Florida, the Gators, to Tampa Bay. But let's end with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, the New England Patriots are just going to run the air out of the ball. They're going to be, I think, probably the run heaviest team in the NFL. They got the two tight ends in so they can have pass catchers on the field who can block. You know, they spent money on veteran free agents like Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne. Patriots games, when a Patriots game comes on Red Zone, you're going to fall asleep. You're going to be taking micro naps. They are going to be so boring. They'll probably win 11 games, but who is going to care? I mean, who has the time for this version of the Patriots? They are not going to be enjoyable or aesthetically pleasing football.
Yeah, probably not. But it'll be interesting, I think, for sure, to see when Mac Jones ends up coming in. There's always that connection, by the way, between Alabama and Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, mm-hmm. also the Gators and Bill Belichick. He's got like his go-to teams that he usually takes the same guys with. All right, coming up next, we got our fantasy reality segment, some interesting questions we will ask, a little bit about the Kentucky Derby, and also is another potential marriage on tap for Jennifer Lopez. Burning questions we've got for you on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay with us on the grid. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with Fantasy or Reality.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Normally, we do a little fantasy reality here on the show, and we are going to do that again today. But real quick, Davis, I know we got a full slate of baseball games tonight. Shohei Ohtani with a chance to shine again for you. How do you pick between the Royals and Angels tonight, or will you go back and forth?
I will. I'll have the TV on for Ohtani's innings when he's pitching. You can just guarantee if Ohtani's on the mound, he's on my TV, and we'll be flipping back and forth. But yeah, Ohtani on the mound, must see TV for me.
All right. Well, a little bit of a new wrinkle here for us on Fantasy Reality. Our producer Brett Levy, who a lot of times does come up with these questions for Fantasy Reality. I'll dive in. Davis will dive in. We're a team here. We all take care of it together. But a new element to the show. In fact, rather than me ask the questions and give the answers, I'm going to get caught off guard here a little bit now, moving forward, as Brett Levy is going to join us and give the questions for Fantasy Reality as well. So let's bring in Brett for this edition of Fantasy or Reality. Which way are we going here, Brett?
All right, Craig. Well, this weekend was the Kentucky Derby. Medina Spirit, a 12-1, definitely not a favorite, but Bob Baffert horse, obviously a well-known trainer. He's actually the trainer of the last two Triple Crown winners. So Medina Spirit, Davis, will win the Triple Crown.
This has got to be a fantasy for me just because it's so hard, right? Like if you historically look at horse racing and the way it goes, there are so many variables. Like, you know what? I mean, obviously these horses can get hurt. Other horses can, you know, maybe not have been entered against him or are going to be entered in the other one. Like I feel like the Triple Crown is always a huge story in horse racing when it happens. So I feel like the smart money is just, yeah, I'm betting against this horse winning the other two races. And I guess I'll let one of you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but 12-1 doesn't feel like that heavy of a favorite in horse racing. Like I feel like normally the super heavy favorites are like 8-1 or 6-1. So the market seems to not think Spirit is like that great of a horse. So I'm going to say fantasy.
Yeah, I would say even more chalk than that. Usually the favorite goes off 4-1 or even 3-1 in most situations. I mean, 6 would be like the highest, I think, there. Yeah, I think it's a smart bet to bet against this for a lot of the reasons that you just illustrated. And also, it goes without saying that anybody who knows anything about horse racing uses the same narrative, which is true. The Belmont Stakes is a very long race, and not all horses are built for that. So there's been a lot that have won the Preakness as well as the Kentucky Derby, but not many win the Triple Crown. It's almost impossible. We have seen it over the last decade, but very rare for it to happen. So a safe bet to go against it. And a lot of the times when the Derby horse winner does not win the Preakness, they do not come back for the Belmont Stakes. So not that it would matter at that point, but 12-1, good points from you, Davis, for sure. Bet against something like this happening. Now, if this horse wins the Preakness, different conversation clearly to have going into the third race. Then we have to find out more about if the horse can run at the Belmont. But fantasy for me as well, Brett, and that's where I'll go with it.
Fair enough, Craig. All right, well, let's see what you guys think about this next one. Luka Doncic over the weekend, guys, became the fourth player in NBA history to have a 30-point, 20-assist triple-double. Then I followed it up by getting ejected last night. So, Craig, I'm going to ask you, Luka Doncic right now is a top 5 player in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this is a reality. He's probably on the fringe of it, but I'm going to say reality, no doubt. LeBron James is always going to be in my top 5. That is for sure. Giannis, I'm going to put Giannis ahead of Luka there for sure. And then it just comes down to how you see some of the other players in the league, and you could poke holes at different guys, say guys are great, guys are not. And here's another thing, where would Dallas be without this player? And would they be the worst team in the NBA without this player? So I'm going to say reality, Luka's in the top 5. I don't know if I have him in my top 3, but I think that in 2 years from now, he'll probably be there. But I can't put him in the top 2. I still have Giannis. I still have LeBron. I'm sure I'm missing some others as well. I mean, is Westbrook still a top 5 player in the league? A guy gets triple-double every day. Is Kevin Durant still in there? Is James Harden still in there? Like, you could have debates. But yeah, I mean, I'm putting him right at five, Luka, for me. What do you got, Davis?
So I definitely think he is a top 10 player in the NBA, largely because of what you said. I mean, the Mavericks, they would be a lottery team. They would be doing what Oklahoma City is doing right now and resting everyone with a pulse on their roster to try and get a better pick. If, you know, if Luka got hurt, it would be about tanking to the bottom. So my top five, though, would not include Luka. I think LeBron James, obviously. Giannis, obviously. Jokic, for me, MVP of the league this year. I think he has been a more impactful offensive player than Luka is. And Luka is like a bottom 5% defender. It's like he's barely out there on defense. Jokic at least is able to get in the way around the rim. And then Kevin Durant, I think that we have forgotten about him because he has been so banged up. But Durant is the best jump shooter in the NBA. Now, not best three-point shooter, because that is Curry, who is going to make up the end of my top five. Curry's offensive impact is greater, I think, than Doncic's offensive impact. So I'm gonna wrap it up, and I'm gonna say he's just outside of the top five for me. So that's where we have it, Brett.
Yeah, you know, Curry escaped me there. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So this last one, guys, obviously A-Rod and J-Lo, they were a power couple forever. They were going to buy the Mets. We're now Steve Cohen's team, and we're 2-0 in May, so we're very happy. But Jennifer Lopez was spotted with Ben Affleck over the weekend, and this got us wondering, will Jennifer Lopez marry, or excuse me, Jennifer Lopez will marry Ben Affleck? Davis, we can start with you. Fantasy or reality?
This has got to be a fantasy, because I think Ben Affleck enjoys too much being a rich, single, handsome dude who is viewed as handsome and rich enough to date new Hollywood starlets, right? He was dating the gal from Knives Out, Ana de Armas, for a while. Not sure if that's like, I don't even know why I know that, but I feel like at this stage in his life, Ben Affleck is, he's not trying to be tied down. He's not trying to put a ring on anyone's finger. He's just enjoying being a bachelor, living, you know, his beautiful, rich Hollywood lifestyle. I feel like this has got to be a fantasy. He has like no incentive to tie this knot here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Davis, you're very well-rounded in sports. I had no idea that you knew the dating habits of a lot of celebrities, too. That's a pretty impressive one. I did not even know that. Married to Jennifer Garner, that's how I knew Ben Affleck. So statistics-wise, what are we betting on here? Well, Jennifer Lopez has been married 3 times, and she has been engaged 5 times. And one of those was to Ben Affleck. I'm going to say reality. I am going to say reality. They are going to tie the knot. It will not be her last time. You know, this goes way before my time and yours, Davis, but there was this actress named Elizabeth Taylor who goes way back into the 50s and 60s who was married like 10 times, something like that. I think that J-Lo is heading down this path. I think we are far from over here. Mark Anthony has been on this list. You know, you mentioned A-Rod. I don't know what it is about some actresses and singers, but she definitely is up there with the multi-marriage, multi-engagement crew. And I'm going reality here. And I think, look, Ben Affleck the first time around, I think Jennifer Lopez may have said that was the first time that she had some real heartbreak. And I think Ben said it too. The whole thing is weird. If we change this, Davis, to dating, they will date again. Would you go reality here? It seems like there's too much smoke to not be, right?
Yeah, seems like they would be, their incentives would be a lot there. You know, they would generate a bunch of clicks and follows, and their Instagram followers would go up, and people would be more interested in their online presence. So I would probably side with reality that they will date. It just feels like, I don't know. Why do either of them want to get married to one another? Like, just I feel like their lives would be so much better, you know, continuing on the trend line that both of them have been on.
Brett, do you have an opinion on this one before we close it out? Fantasy or reality on this?
So Greg Sussman, like you, informed me that they have dated before, and I gotta think that, you know, where there's some smoke, there's some fire, Craig. I think you're on to something. There's a better than 50% chance this ends in a proposal, I think.
Look at that. See, Brett's on my side on this one. All right. Well, we'll see what ends up happening. Ben Affleck, good actor for you, Davis? Fan of Ben Affleck?
I don't know if I'm a fan of Ben Affleck, but I do like a bunch of the movies that he has been in. Like, I love The Town, you know, Good Will Hunting, just a permanent classic. Like, my thing is between Affleck and Damon is I'm a huge Damon guy. I love all the Damon movies. I've seen all, you know, I've seen Rounders like 400 times. So I'm always a little bit anti Affleck, pro Damon.
Yeah, I think I like both of them. I think when I think of Ben Affleck, like people say, what do you think of the first movie that he was in? I always go Armageddon. I don't know why, but this movie where they go up to a planet, I don't know what it is. They're trying to blow up an asteroid of some kind, and Bruce Willis is in it, and Davis, they have to land on the asteroid in order to blow it up. And there's a lot of these like really bad iconic lines that were in the movie too. I don't know why, but that's my go-to with it. And as far as J-Lo is concerned, my iconic J-Lo getting married / dating, I don't know why, but it's always Puff Daddy. That's the one that I always go back to when she showed up with him. I think at like the Video Music Awards. We're going way back here, 15 years maybe or something like that. And I don't even think that she was engaged to Puff Daddy, but Jennifer Lopez is going to get married. If there was odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook of 1.5 times, I would bet over on getting married another 1.5 times on her.
Yeah, those are probably good odds. I mean, she is like in her 50s now, obviously, you know, still looks great, has access to the best personal trainers and nutritionists and dietitians, you know, that exist in the world. So I'm sure, you know, I'm sure she has all of that aligned. I'm sure, you know, finding someone interested in marrying her will not be the problem, which, by the way, you know, as we head boldly into the 21st century, the FanDuel Sportsbook is eventually going to be able to start offering odds on all of these things. I mean, you know, 2 years from now when we're still doing this show, Craig, the amount of things we're going to be able to discuss to get action down on in the FanDuel Sportsbook, it is going to boggle the mind how much there is for us to be able to wager on as sports betting legalization continues to sweep across the states.
Got to get that good inside info on marriages. I'm all about that. Davis would have already given us a little heads up on Ben Affleck dating the girl from Knives Out. No idea on that. So there you go. Learn something new every day here on the show. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, it's time for the Sports Grid 60. And then we say so long for the day. By the way, on the show tomorrow, Davis is going to take a couple days off. Well-deserved. He's had to stick it out with me for the last few months. George Kurtz going to join me here on the show tomorrow. So heavy intensive on baseball on tomorrow's show. Make sure you stay on the grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes to wrap it all up. Don't go away.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock with you here on the show. As we get ready to wrap up, just a quick reminder, Scott Farrell going coast to coast with you coming up later on, 4 o'clock Eastern. But before we go, let's turn it over to Davis Maddock. He's got some ideas today for the Sports Grid 60. Davis, what do you got today?
So this morning on SportsGrid.com, I published my Dynasty Fantasy Football rookie rankings for guys who are drafting in Superflex leagues, and I have a bunch of drafts coming up, and I cannot solve this equation. Where should I take Kyle Pitts? Do you take Kyle Pitts ahead of Trey Lance? Do you take him ahead of Justin Fields? Do you take him ahead of Trevor Lawrence even? Because if Kyle Pitts becomes what we all think he can become, Kyle Pitts is going to be an unrivaled fantasy asset. You know, 80 catches a year, 1,000 yards, 8 to 12 touchdowns. He is going to be a total unicorn at the tight end position. But on the same hand, you know, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, these guys are going to be great in the NFL for a decade. So I don't know. I'm a fantasy football expert. We come on the show. People love to hear our opinions. But I am smart enough to know when I don't know. And I don't know what to do with Kyle Pitts. So that is that's the big thing weighing on me these days, is I just don't quite know what to do with Kyle Pitts.
Can't go wrong either way with any of those names you mentioned, but maybe I think second for me after Lawrence. I still got to take Lawrence. So we're coming down to the end of the NBA season. And I understand, you know, Davis made a fair point. The Lakers did not make the playoffs a couple of years ago. But if you are a conspiracy theorist with LeBron James' NBA career winding down, in addition to a Space Jam movie getting ready to come out, do you think there's any way possible LeBron James being left out of the playoffs this year? It's not happening. He'll find a way in, and if it's a play-in game or it's an 8-seed, they're going far in the playoffs too. When LeBron James is active, the Lakers need to go far. It's better for the NBA, so don't get it twisted. You'll be seeing him in June and July. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to LTN, Brett, Danny, and Ryan. My co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. See you tomorrow at noon here on Sports Grid. Have a great day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.